A former life. Long since, I lived beneath vast porticos, by many ocean sunsets tinged and fired, where mighty pillars in majestic rows seemed like basaltic caves when day expired. The rolling surge that mirrored all the skies mingled its music, turbulent and rich, solemn and mystic, with the colours which the setting sun reflected in my eyes. And there I lived amid voluptuous calms, in splendours of blue sky and wandering wave, tended by many a naked perfumed slave, who fanned my languid brow with waving palms. They were my slaves, the only care they had to know what secret grief had made me sad. Beauty. I am as lovely as a dream in stone, and this my heart, where each finds death in turn, inspires the poet with a love as lone as clay eternal and as taciturn. Swan white of heart, a sphinx no mortal knows, my throne is in the heaven's azure deep. I hate all movements that disturb my pose. I smile not ever, neither do I weep. Before my monumental attitudes that breathe a soul into the plastic arts, my poets pray in austere, studious moods. For I, to fold enchantment round their hearts, have pools of light where beauty flames and dies, the placid mirrors of my luminous eyes. Correspondences. In nature's temple, living pillars rise, and words are murmured none have understood. And man must wander through a tangled wood of symbols, watching him with friendly eyes. As long-drawn echoes heard far off and dim mingle to one deep sound and fade away, vast as the night and brilliant as the day, colour and sound and perfume speak to him. Some perfumes are as fragrant as a child, sweet as the sound of oboes, meadow green. Others, corrupted, rich, exultant, wild, have all the expansion of things infinite.